fourth book of Numbers. This fourth book of Moses is called Numbers, because it begins with the numbering of the people. The Hebrews, from its first words, call it Vayomer. It contains the transactions of the Israelites from the second month of the second year after their going out of Egypt, until the beginning of the 11th month of the 40th year. That is, a history almost of 39 years. Numbers chapter 1. The children of Israel are numbered. The Levites are designed to serve the tabernacle. 1-1. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the desert of Sinai in the tabernacle of the covenant, the first day of the second month, the second year of their going out of Egypt, saying, 1:2. Take the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel by their families, and houses, and the names of every one, as many as are of the male sex. 1:3. From 20 years old and upwards, of all the men of Israel fit for war, and you shall number them by their troops, thou and Aaron. 1:4. And there shall be with you the princes of the tribes, and of the houses in their kindreds. 1:5. Whose names are these? Of Reuben, Elizur the son of Sader. 1:6. Of Simeon, Salamiel the son of Zurizaddai. 1:7. Of Judah, Nahasan the son of Amminadab. 1:8. Of Issachar, Nathanael the son of Zuar. 1:9. Of Zabulon, Eliab the son of Helon. 1:10. And of the sons of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elizama the son of Amiad, of Manasseh, Gamaliel the son of Phinehas. 1:11. Of Benjamin, Abidan the son of Gideon. 1:12. Of Dan, Ahiezer the son of Amizadai. 1:13. Of Issachar, Phagiel the son of Ochran. 1:14. Of Gad, Eliasaph the son of Deuel. 1:15. Of Naphtali, Ahira the son of Enan. 1:16. These are the most noble princes of the multitude by their tribes and kindreds, and the chiefs of the army of Israel. 1:17. Whom Moses and Aaron took with all the multitude of the common people. 1:18. And assembled them on the first day of the second month, reckoning them up by the kindreds, and houses, and families, and heads, and names of every one from 20 years old and upward. 1:19. As the Lord had commanded Moses. And they were numbered in the desert of Sinai. 1:20. Of Reuben the eldest son of Israel, by their generations and families and houses and names of every head, all that were of the male sex, from 20 years old and upward, that were able to go forth to war. 1:21. Were 46,500. 1:22. Of the sons of Simeon by their generations and families, and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names and heads of every one, all that were of the male sex, from 20 years old and upward, that were able to go forth to war. 1:23. 59,300. 1:24. Of the sons of Gad, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds were reckoned up by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. 1:25. 45,650. 1:26. Of the sons of Judah, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds, by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. 1:27. Were reckoned up 74,600. 1:28. Of the sons of Issachar, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds, by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that could go forth to war. 1:29. Were reckoned up 54,400. 1:30. Of the sons of Zebulun, by the generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. 1:31. 57,400. 1:32. Of the sons of Joseph, namely, of the sons of Ephraim, by the generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of every one, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. 1:33. 40,500. 1:34. Moreover, of the sons of Manasseh, by the generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that could go forth to war. 1:35. 32,200. 1:36. Of the sons of Benjamin, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. 1:37. 35,400. 1:38. Of the sons of Dan, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of every one from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. 1:39. 62,700. 140. Of the sons of Asur, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of everyone from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. 141. 41,500. 142. Of the sons of Naphtali, by their generations and families and houses of their kindreds, were reckoned up by the names of everyone from 20 years old and upward, were able to go forth to war. 143. 53,400. 144. These are they who were numbered by Moses and Aaron, and the 12 princes of Israel, everyone by the houses of their kindreds. 145. And the whole number of the children of Israel by their houses and families, from 20 years old and upward, that were able to go to war. 146. Were 603,550 men. 147. But the Levites and the tribes of their families were not numbered with them. 148. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 149. Number not the tribe of Levi, neither shalt thou put down the sum of them with the children of Israel. 150. But appoint them over the tabernacle of the testimony, and all the vessels thereof, and whatsoever pertaineth to the ceremonies. They shall carry the tabernacle and all the furniture thereof, and they shall minister, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. 151. When you are to go forward, the Levites shall take down the tabernacle. When you are to camp, they shall set it up. What stranger soever cometh to it, shall be slain. 152. And the children of Israel shall camp every man by his troops and bands and army. 153. But the Levites shall pitch their tents round about the tabernacle, lest there come indignation upon the multitude of the children of Israel, and they shall keep watch, and guard the tabernacle of the testimony. 154. And the children of Israel did according to all things which the Lord had commanded Moses. Numbers chapter 2. The order of the tribes in their camp. 2:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, 2:2. All the children of Israel shall camp by their troops, ensigns, and standards, and the houses of their kindreds, round about the tabernacle of the covenant. 2:3. On the east Judah shall pitch his tent by the bands of his army, and the prince of his sons shall be Nahasan the son of Amminadab. 2:4. And the whole sum of the fighting men of his stock were 74,600. 2:5. Next unto him they of the tribe of Issachar encamped, whose prince was Nathanael, the son of Zuar. 2:6. And the whole number of his fighting men were 54,400. 2:7. In the tribe of Zabulon the prince was Eliab the son of Helon. 2:8. And all the army of fighting men of his stock were 57,400. 2:9. All that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 186,400, and they by their troops shall march first. 2:10. In the camp of the sons of Reuben, on the south side, the prince shall be Elishur the son of Sader. 2:11. And the whole army of his fighting men that were numbered were 46,500. 2:12. Beside him camped they of the tribe of Simeon, whose prince was Salamiel the son of Zerizadai. 2:13. And the whole army of his fighting men that were numbered were 59,300. 2:14. In the tribe of Gad the prince was Eliasaph the son of Deuel. 2:15. And the whole army of his fighting men that were numbered were 45,650. 2:16. All that were reckoned up in the camp of Reuben were 151,450, by their troops. They shall march in the second place. 2:17. And the tabernacle of the testimony shall be carried by the officers of the Levites and their troops. As it shall be set up, so shall it be taken down. Everyone shall march according to their places and ranks. 2:18. On the west side shall be the camp of the sons of Ephraim, whose prince was Elizamah the son of Ammiad. 2:19. The whole army of his fighting men that were numbered were 40,500. 2:20. And with them the tribe of the sons of Manasseh, whose prince was Gamaliel the son of Pedahsher. 2:21. And the whole army of his fighting men that were numbered were 32,200. 2:22. In the tribe of the sons of Benjamin the prince was Abidan the son of Gideon. 2:23. And the whole army of fighting men that were reckoned up were 35,400. 2:24. All that were numbered in the camp of Ephraim were 108,100 by their troops. They shall march in the third place. 2:25. On the north side camped the sons of Dan, whose prince was Ahazar the son of Amisadai. 2:26. The whole army of his fighting men, that were numbered, were 62,700. 2:27. Beside him they of the tribe of Asher pitched their tents, whose prince was Phiel the son of Ochran. 2:28. The whole army of his fighting men, that were numbered, were 41,500. 2:29. Above the tribe of the sons of Naphtali the prince was Ahira the son of Enan. 2:30. The whole army of his fighting men, were 53,400. 2:31. All that were numbered in the camp of Dan, were 157,600. And they shall march last. 2:32. This is the number of the children of Israel, of their army divided according to the houses of their kindreds and their troops, 603,550. 2:33. And the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel. For so the Lord had commanded Moses. 2:34. And the children of Israel did according to all things that the Lord had commanded. They camped by their troops, and marched by the families and houses of their fathers. Numbers chapter 3. The Levites are numbered and their offices distinguished. They are taken in the place of the firstborn of the children of Israel. 3:1. These are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spoke to Moses in Mount Sinai. 3:2. And these the names of the sons of Aaron. His firstborn Nadab, then Abihu, and Eleazar, and Imra. 3:3. These the names of the sons of Aaron the priests that were anointed, and whose hands were filled and consecrated, to do the functions of priesthood. 3:4. Now Nadab and Abihu died, without children, when they offered strange fire before the Lord, in the desert of Sinai. And Eleazar and Imra performed the priestly office in the presence of Aaron their father. 3:5. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 3:6. Bring the tribe of Levi, and make them stand in the sight of Aaron the priest to minister to him, and let them watch. 3:7. And observe whatsoever appertaineth to the service of the multitude before the tabernacle of the testimony. 3:8. And let them keep the vessels of the tabernacle, serving in the ministry thereof. 3:9. And thou shalt give the Levites for a gift. 3:10. To Aaron and to his sons, to whom they are delivered by the children of Israel. But thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons over the service of priesthood. The stranger that approacheth to minister, shall be put to death. 3:11. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 3:12. I have taken the Levites from the children of Israel, for every firstborn that openeth the womb among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. 3:13. For every firstborn is mine. Since I struck the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I have sanctified to myself whatsoever is firstborn in Israel both of man and beast, they are mine. I am the Lord. 3:14. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the desert of Sinai, saying, 3:15. Number the sons of Levi by the houses of their fathers and their families, every male from 1 month and upward. 3:16. Moses numbered them as the Lord had commanded. 3:17. And there were found sons of Levi by their names, Gershon and Kohath-Merari. 3:18. The sons of Gershon, Lebani and Simei. 3:19. The sons of Koth, Amram, and Jessar, Hebron and Oziel. 3:20. The sons of Merari, Moholi and Musi. 3:21. Of Gershon were two families, the Lebnites, and the Semites. 3:22. Of which were numbered, people of the male sex from 1 month and upward, 7,500. 3:23. These shall pitch behind the tabernacle on the west. 3:24. Under their prince Elias of the son of Lael. 3:25. And their charge shall be in the tabernacle of the covenant. 3:26. The tabernacle itself and the cover thereof, the hanging that is drawn before the doors of the tabernacle of the covenant, and the curtains of the court. The hanging also that is hanged in the entry of the court of the tabernacle, and whatsoever belongeth to the right of the altar, the cords of the tabernacle, and all the furniture thereof. 3:27. Above the kindred of Koth come the families of the Amramites and Jessarites and Hebronites and Ozlites. These are the families of the Kathites reckoned up by their names. 3:28. All of the male sex from 1 month and upward, 8,600. They shall have the guard of the sanctuary. 3:29. And shall camp on the south side. 3:30. And their prince shall be Elizaphan the son of Oziel. 3:31. And they shall keep the ark, and the table and the candlestick, the altars, and the vessels of the sanctuary, wherewith they minister, and the veil, and all the furniture of this kind. 3:32. And the prince of the princes of the Levites, Eleazar, The son of Aaron the priest shall be over them that watch for the guard of the sanctuary. 3:33. And of Merari are the families of the Mahlites and Musites, reckoned up by their names. 3:34. All of the male kind from 1 month and upward, 6,200. 3:35. Their prince Suriel the son of Abihail. There shall camp on the north side. 3:36. Under their custody shall be the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars, and the pillars and their sockets, and all things that pertain to this kind of service. 3:37. And the pillars of the court round about with their sockets, and the pins with their cords. 3:38. Before the tabernacle of the covenant, that is to say on the east side, shall Moses and Aaron camp, with their sons, having the custody of the sanctuary, in the midst of the children of Israel. What stranger soever cometh unto it, shall be put to death. 3:39. All the Levites, that I Moses and Aaron numbered according to the precept of the Lord, by their families, of the male kind from 1 month and upward, were 22,000. 3:40. And the Lord said to Moses, Number the firstborn of the male sex of the children of Israel, from 1 month and upward, and thou shalt take the sum of them. 3:41. And thou shalt take the Levites to me for all the firstborn of the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and their cattle for all the firstborn of the cattle of the children of Israel. 3:42. Moses reckoned up, as the Lord had commanded, the firstborn of the children of Israel. 3:43. And the males by their names, from 1 month and upward, were 22,273. 3:44. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 3:45. Take the Levites for the firstborn of the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites for their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. 3:46. But for the price of the 273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, that exceed the number of the Levites. 3:47. Thou shalt take 5 sickles for every bead, according to the weight of the sanctuary. A sickle hath 20 obols. 3:48. And thou shalt give the money to Aaron and his sons, the price of them that are above. 3:49. Moses therefore took the money of them that were above, and whom they had redeemed from the Levites. 3:50. For the firstborn of the children of Israel, 1,365 sickles, according to the weight of the sanctuary. 3:51. And gave it to Aaron and his sons according to the word that the Lord had commanded him. Numbers chapter 4. The age and time of the Levite service, their offices and burdens. 4:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, 4:2. Take the sum of the sons of Kohath from the midst of the Levites, by their houses and families. 4:3. From 30 years old and upward, to 50 years old, of all that go in to stand and to minister in the tabernacle of the covenant. 4:4. This is the service of the sons of Kohath. 4:5. When the camp is to set forward, Aaron and his sons shall go into the tabernacle of the covenant, and the Holy of Holies, and shall take down the veil that hangeth before the door, and shall wrap up the ark of the testimony in it. 4:6. And shall cover it again with a cover of violet skins, and shall spread over it a cloth all of violet, and shall put in the bars. 4:7. They shall wrap up also the table of proposition in a cloth of violet, and shall put with it the censers and little mortars, the cups and bowls to pour out the libations. The loaves shall be always on it. 4:8. And they shall spread over it a cloth of scarlet, which again they shall cover with a covering of violet skins, and shall put in the bars. 4:9. They shall take also a cloth of violet wherewith they shall cover the candlestick with the lamps and tongs thereof and the snuffers and all the oil vessels, which are necessary for the dressing of the lamps. 4:10. And over all they shall put a cover of violet skins and put in the bars. 4:11. And they shall wrap up the golden altar also in a cloth of violet, and shall spread over it a cover of violet skins, and put in the bars. 4:12. All the vessels wherewith they minister in the sanctuary, they shall wrap up in a cloth of violet, and shall spread over it a cover of violet skins, and put in the bars. 4:13. They shall cleanse the altar also from the ashes, and shall wrap it up in a purple cloth. 4:14. And shall put it with all the vessels that they use in the ministry thereof, that is to say, firepans, flesh hooks and forks, pothooks and shovels. They shall cover all the vessels of the altar together with a covering of violet skins, and shall put in the bars. 4:15. And when Aaron and his sons have wrapped up the sanctuary and the vessels thereof at the removing of the camp, Then shall the sons of Koth enter in to carry the things wrapped up. And they shall not touch the vessels of the sanctuary, lest they die. These are the burdens of the sons of Koth, in the tabernacle of the covenant. 4:16. And over them shall be Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, to whose charge pertaineth the oil to dress the lamps, and the sweet incense, and the sacrifice that is always offered, and the oil of unction, and whatsoever pertaineth to the service of the tabernacle, and of all the vessels that are in the sanctuary. 4:17. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, 4:18. Destroy not the people of Koth from the midst of the Levites. 4:19. But do this to them, that they may live, and not die, by touching the holies of holies. Aaron and his sons shall go in, and they shall appoint every man his work, and shall divide the burdens that every man is to carry. 4:20. Let not others by any curiosity see the things that are in the sanctuary before they be wrapped up, otherwise they shall die. 4:21. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 4:22. Take the sum of the sons of Gershon also by their houses and families and kindreds. 4:23. From 30 years old and upward, unto 50 years old. Number them all that go in and minister in the tabernacle of the covenant. 4:24. This is the office of the family of the Gershonites. 4:25. To carry the curtains of the tabernacle and the roof of the covenant, the other covering, and the violet covering over all, and the hanging that hangeth in the entry of the tabernacle of the covenant. 4:26. The curtains of the court, and the veil in the entry that is before a tabernacle, all things that pertain to the altar, the cords and the vessels of the ministry. 4:27. The sons of Gershon shall carry, by the commandment of Aaron and his sons, and each man shall know to what burden he must be assigned. 4:28. This is the service of the family of the Gershonites in the tabernacle of the covenant, and they shall be under the hand of Imri the son of Aaron the priest. 4:29. Thou shalt reckon up the sons of Merari also by the families and houses of their fathers. 4:30. From 30 years old and upward, unto 50 years old, all that go into the office of their ministry, and to the service of the covenant of the testimony. 4:31. These are their burdens. They shall carry the boards of the tabernacle and the bars thereof, the pillars and their sockets. 4:32. The pillars also of the court round about, with their sockets and pins and cords. They shall receive by account all the vessels and furniture, and so shall carry them. 4:33. This is the office of the family of the Merarites, and their ministry in the tabernacle of the covenant, and they shall be under the hand of Imri the son of Aaron the priest. 4:34. So Moses and Aaron and the princes of the synagogue reckoned up the sons of Koth, by their kindreds and the houses of their fathers. 4:35. From 30 years old and upward, unto 50 years old, all that go into the ministry of the tabernacle of the covenant. 4:36. And they were found 2,750. 4:37. This is the number of the people of Koth that go into the tabernacle of the covenant. These did Moses and Aaron number according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. 4:38. The sons of Gershon also were numbered by the kindreds and houses of their fathers. 4:39. From 30 years old and upward, unto 50 years old, all that go in to minister in the tabernacle of the covenant. 4:40. And they were found 2,630. 4:41. This is the people of the Gershonites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord. 4:42. The sons of Merari also were numbered by the kindreds and houses of their fathers. 4:43. From 30 years old and upward, unto 50 years old, all that go in to fulfill the rites of the tabernacle of the covenant. 4:44. And they were found 3,200. 4:45. This is the number of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron reckoned up according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. 4:46. All that were reckoned up of the Levites, and whom Moses and Aaron and the princes of Israel took by name, by the kindreds and houses of their fathers. 4:47. From 30 years old and upward, until 50 years old, that go into the ministry of the tabernacle, and to carry the burdens. 4:48. Were in all 8,580. 4:49. Moses reckoned them up according to the word of the Lord, every one according to their office and burdens, as the Lord had commanded him. Numbers chapter 5. The unclean are removed out of the camp. Confession of sins, and satisfaction. First fruits and oblations belonging to the priests. Trial of jealousy. 5:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 5:2. Command the children of Israel, that they cast out of the camp every leper, and whosoever hath an issue of seed, or is defiled by the dead. 5:3. Whether it be man or woman, cast ye them out of the camp, lest they defile it when I shall dwell with you. 5:4. And the children of Israel did so, and they cast them forth without the camp, as the Lord had spoken to Moses. 5:5. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 5:6. Say to the children of Israel, when a man or woman shall have committed any of all the sins that men are wont to commit, and by negligence shall have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, and offended. 5:7. They shall confess their sin, and restore the principal itself, and the fifth part over and above, to him against whom they have sinned, shall confess. This confession and satisfaction, ordained in the old law, was a figure of the sacrament of penance. 5:8. But if there be no one to receive it, they shall give it to the Lord, and it shall be the priest's, besides the ram that is offered for expiation, to be an atoning sacrifice. 5:9. All the first fruits also, which the children of Israel offer, belong to the priest. 5:10. And whatsoever is offered into the sanctuary by every one, and is delivered into the hands of the priest, it shall be his. 5:11. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 5:12. Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, the man whose wife shall have gone astray, and contemning her husband, 5:13, shall have slept with another man, and her husband cannot discover it, but the adultery is secret, and cannot be proved by witnesses, because she was not found in the adultery. 5:14. If the spirit of jealousy stir up the husband against his wife, who either is defiled, or is charged with false suspicion, the spirit of jealousy, etc. This ordinance was designed to clear the innocent, and to prevent jealous husbands from doing mischief to their wives, as likewise to give all a horror of adultery, by punishing it in so remarkable a manner. 5:15. He shall bring her to the priest, and shall offer an oblation for her, the tenth part of a measure of barley meal. He shall not pour oil thereon, nor put frankincense upon it, because it is a sacrifice of jealousy, and an oblation searching out adultery. 5:16. The priest therefore shall offer it, and set it before the Lord. 5:17. And he shall take holy water in an earthen vessel, and he shall cast a little earth of the pavement of the tabernacle into it. 5:18. And when the woman shall stand before the Lord, he shall uncover her head, and shall put on her hands the sacrifice of remembrance, and the oblation of jealousy. And he himself shall hold the most bitter waters, whereon he hath heaped curses with execration. 5:19. And he shall adjure her, and shall say, if another man hath not slept with thee, and if thou be not defiled by forsaking thy husband's bed, these most bitter waters, on which I have heaped curses, shall not hurt thee. 5:20. But if thou hast gone aside from thy husband, and art defiled, and hast lain with another man. 5:21. These curses shall light upon thee. The Lord make thee a curse, and an example for all among his people. May he make thy thigh to rot, and may thy belly swell and burst asunder. 5:22. Let the cursed waters enter into thy belly, and may thy womb swell and thy thigh rot. And the woman shall answer, Amen, Amen. 5:23. And the priest shall write these curses in a book, and shall wash them out with the most bitter waters, upon which he hath heaped the curses. 5:24. And he shall give them her to drink, and when she hath drunk them up. 5:25. The priest shall take from her hand the sacrifice of jealousy, and shall elevate it before the Lord, and shall put it upon the altar. Yet so as first. 5:26. To take a handful of the sacrifice of that which is offered, and burn it upon the altar, and so give the most bitter waters to the woman to drink. 5:27. And when she hath drunk them, if she be defiled, and having despised her husband be guilty of adultery, the malediction shall go through her, and her belly swelling, her thigh shall rot, and the woman shall be a curse, and an example to all the people. 5:28. But if she be not defiled, she shall not be hurt, and shall bear children. 5:29. This is the law of jealousy. If a woman hath gone aside from her husband, and be defiled. 5:30. And the husband stirred up by the spirit of jealousy bring her before the Lord, and the priest do to her according to all things that are here written. 5:31. The husband shall be blameless, and she shall bear her iniquity. Numbers chapter 6. The law of the Nazarites. The form of blessing the people. 6:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 6:2. Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, When a man, or woman, shall make a vow to be sanctified, and will consecrate themselves to the Lord, 6:3, they shall abstain from wine, and from everything that may make a man drunk. They shall not drink vinegar of wine, or of any other drink, nor anything that is pressed out of the grape, nor shall they eat grapes either fresh or dried. 6:4, all the days that they are consecrated to the Lord by vow, they shall eat nothing that cometh of the vineyard, from the raisin even to the kernel. 6:5, all the time of his separation no razor shall pass over his head, until the day be fulfilled of his consecration to the Lord. He shall be holy, and shall let the hair of his head grow. 6:6, all the time of his consecration he shall not go into any dead. 6:7, neither shall he make himself unclean, even for his father, or for his mother, or for his brother, or for his sister, when they die, because the consecration of his God is upon his head. 6:8, all the days of his separation he shall be holy to the Lord. 6:9, but if any man die suddenly before him, the head of his consecration shall be defiled, and he shall shave it forthwith on the same day of his purification, and again on the seventh day. 6:10, and on the eighth day he shall bring two turtles, or two young pigeons to the priest in the entry of the covenant of the testimony. 6:11, and the priest shall offer one for sin, and the other for a holocaust, and shall pray for him, for that he hath sinned by the dead, and he shall sanctify his head that day. 6:12, and shall consecrate to the Lord the days of his separation, offering a lamb of 1 year for sin, yet so that the former days be made void, because his sanctification was profaned. 6:13, this is the law of consecration. When the days which he had determined by vow shall be expired, he shall bring him to the door of the tabernacle of the covenant. 6:14, and shall offer his oblation to the Lord, one ewe lamb of a year old without blemish for a holocaust, and one ewe lamb of a year old without blemish for a sin offering, and one ram without blemish for a victim of peace offering. 6:15, a basket also of unleavened bread, tempered with oil, and wafers without leaven anointed with oil, and the libations of each. 6:16, and the priest shall present them before the Lord, and shall offer both the sin offering and the holocaust. 6:17, but the ram he shall immolate for a sacrifice of peace offering to the Lord, offering at the same time the basket of unleavened bread, and the libations that are due by custom. 6:18, then shall the hair of the consecration of the Nazarite be shaved off before the door of the tabernacle of the covenant, and he shall take his hair, and lay it upon the fire, which is under the sacrifice of the peace offerings. 6:19, and shall take the boiled shoulder of the ram, and one unleavened cake out of the basket, and one unleavened wafer, and he shall deliver them into the hands of the Nazarite, after his head is shaven. 6:20, and receiving them again from him, he shall elevate them in the sight of the Lord, and they being sanctified shall belong to the priest, as the breast, which was commanded to be separated, and the shoulder. After this the Nazarite may drink wine. 6:21, this is the law of the Nazarite, when he hath vowed his oblation to the Lord in the time of his consecration, besides those things which his hand shall find, according to that which he had vowed in his mind, so shall he do for the fulfilling of his sanctification. 6:22, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 6:23, say to Aaron and his sons, thus shall you bless the children of Israel, and you shall say to them, 6:24, the Lord bless thee, and keep thee. 6:25, the Lord shew his face to thee, and have mercy on thee. 6:26, the Lord turn his countenance to thee, and give thee peace. 6:27, and they shall invoke my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Numbers chapter 7. The offerings of the princes at the dedication of the tabernacle. God speaketh to Moses from the propitiatory. 7:1, and it came to pass in the day that Moses had finished the tabernacle, and set it up, and had anointed and sanctified it with all its vessels, the altar likewise and all the vessels thereof. 7:2, the princes of Israel and the heads of the families, in every tribe, who were the rulers of them who had been numbered, offered. 7:3, their gift before the Lord, 6 wagons covered, and 12 oxen. 2 princes offered 1 wagon, and each one an ox, and they offered them before the tabernacle. 7:4, and the Lord said to Moses. 7:5, receive them from them to serve in the ministry of the tabernacle, and thou shalt deliver them to the Levites according to the order of their ministry. 7:6. Moses therefore, receiving the wagons and the oxen, delivered them to the Levites. 7:7. 2 wagons and 4 oxen he gave to the sons of Gershon, according to their necessity. 7:8. The other 4 wagons and 8 oxen he gave to the sons of Merari, according to their offices and service, under the hand of Imri the son of Aaron the priest. 7:9. But to the sons of Kohath he gave no wagons or oxen, because they serve in the sanctuary and carry their burdens upon their own shoulders. 7:10. And the princes offered for the dedication of the altar on the day when it was anointed, their oblation before the altar. 7:11. And the Lord said to Moses, let each of the princes one day after another offer their gifts for the dedication of the altar. 7:12. The first day Nahasan the son of Amminadab of the tribe of Judah offered his offering. 7:13. And his offering was a silver dish weighing 130 sickles, a silver bowl of 70 sickles according to the weight of the sanctuary, both full of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice. 7:14. A little mortar of 10 sickles of gold full of incense. 7:15. An ox of the herd, and the ram, and lamb of a year old for a holocaust. 7:16. And a buck goat for sin. 7:17. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of a year old. This was the offering of Nahasan the son of Amminadab. 7:18. The second day Nathanael the son of Suar, prince of the tribe of Issachar, made his offering. 7:19. A silver dish weighing 130 sickles, a silver bowl of 70 sickles, according to the weight of the sanctuary, both full of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice. 7:20. A little mortar of gold weighing 10 sickles full of incense. 7:21. An ox of the herd, and the ram, and the lamb of a year old for a holocaust. 7:22. And a buck goat for sin. 7:23. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 buck goats, 5 lambs of a year old. This was the offering of Nathanael the son of Suar. 7:24. The third day the prince of the sons of Zebulun, Eliab the son of Helon. 7:25. Offered a silver dish weighing 130 sickles, a silver bowl of 70 sickles by the weight of the sanctuary, both full of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice. 7:26. A little mortar of gold weighing 10 sickles full of incense. 7:27. An ox of the herd, and the ram, and a lamb of a year old for a holocaust. 7:28. And a buck goat for sin. 7:29. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 buck goats, 5 lambs of a year old. This is the oblation of Eliab the son of Helon. 7:30. The fourth day the prince of the sons of Reuben, Elazar the son of Sader. 7:31. Offered a silver dish weighing 130 sickles, a silver bowl of 70 sickles according to the weight of the sanctuary, both full of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice. 7:32. A little mortar of gold weighing 10 sickles full of incense. 7:33. An ox of the herd, and a ram, and a lamb of a year old, for a holocaust. 7:34. And a buck goat for sin. 7:35. And 4 victims of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 buck goats, 5 lambs of a year old. This was the offering of Elazar the son of Sader. 7:36. The fifth day the prince of the sons of Simeon, Salamiel the son of Zerizad died. 7:37. Offered a silver dish weighing 130 sickles, a silver bowl of 70 sickles after the weight of the sanctuary, both full of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice. 7:38. A little mortar of gold weighing 10 sickles full of incense. 7:39. An ox of the herd, and the ram, and a lamb of a year old for a holocaust. 7:40. And a buck goat for sin. 7:41. And 4 sacrifices of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 buck goats, 5 lambs of a year old. This was the offering of Salamiel the son of Zerizaddai. 7:42. The sixth day the prince of the sons of Gad, Elias of the son of Duel. 7:43. Offered a silver dish weighing 130 sickles, a silver bowl of 70 sickles by the weight of the sanctuary, both full of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice. 7:44. A little mortar of gold weighing 10 sickles full of incense. 7:45. An ox of the herd, and a ram, and a lamb of a year old for a holocaust. 7:46. And a buck goat for sin. 7:47. And 4 sacrifices of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 buck goats, 5 lambs of a year old. This was the offering of Elias of the son of Duel. 748. The seventh day the prince of the sons of Ephraim, Elizama the son of Amiad. 749. Offered a silver dish weighing 130 sickles, a silver bowl of 70 sickles according to the weight of the sanctuary, both full of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice. 750. A little mortar of gold weighing 10 sickles full of incense. 751. An ox of the herd, and the ram, and the lamb of a year old for a holocaust. 752. And the buck goat for sin. 753. And for sacrifices of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 buck goats, 5 lambs of a year old. This was the offering of Elizama the son of Amiad. 754. The eighth day the prince of the sons of Manasseh, Gamaliel the son of Fadnasher. 755. Offered a silver dish, weighing 130 sickles, a silver bowl of 70 sickles, according to the weight of the sanctuary, both full of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice. 756. A little mortar of gold weighing 10 sickles full of incense. 757. An ox of the herd, and the ram, and the lamb of a year old for a holocaust. 758. And the buck goat for sin. 759. And for sacrifices of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 buck goats, 5 lambs of a year old. This was the offering of Gamaliel the son of Fadnasher. 760. The ninth day the prince of the sons of Benjamin, Abidan the son of Gideon. 761. Offered a silver dish weighing 130 sickles, a silver bowl of 70 sickles by the weight of the sanctuary, both full of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice. 762. A little mortar of gold weighing 10 sickles full of incense. 763. An ox of the herd, and the ram, and the lamb of a year old for a holocaust. 764. And the buck goat for sin. 765. And for sacrifices of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 buck goats, 5 lambs of a year old. This was the offering of Abidan the son of Gideon. 766. The tenth day the princes of the sons of Dan, Ahiezer the son of Amisadai. 767. Offered a silver dish weighing 130 sickles, a silver bowl of 70 sickles, according to the weight of the sanctuary, both full of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice. 768. A little mortar of gold weighing 10 sickles full of incense. 769. An ox of the herd, and the ram, and the lamb of a year old for a holocaust. 770. And the buck goat for sin. 771. And for sacrifices of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 buck goats, 5 lambs of a year old. This was the offering of Ahiezer the son of Amisadai. 772. The 11th day the prince of the sons of Asher, Giel the son of Ochran. 773. Offered a silver dish weighing 130 sickles, a silver bowl of 70 sickles, according to the weight of the sanctuary, both full of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice. 774. A little mortar of gold weighing 10 sickles full of incense. 775. An ox of the herd, and the ram, and the lamb of a year old for a holocaust. 776. And the buck goat for sin. 777. And for sacrifices of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 buck goats, 5 lambs of a year old. This was the offering of Giel the son of Ochran. 778. The 12th day the prince of the sons of Naphtali, Ahira the son of Enan. 779. Offered a silver dish weighing 130 sickles, a silver bowl of 70 sickles, according to the weight of the sanctuary, both full of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice. 780. A little mortar of gold weighing 10 sickles full of incense. 781. An ox of the herd, and the ram, and the lamb of a year old for a holocaust. 782. And the buck goat for sin. 783. And for sacrifices of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 buck goats, 5 lambs of a year old. This was the offering of Ahira the son of Enan. 784. These were the offerings made by the princes of Israel in the dedication of the altar, in the day wherein it was consecrated. 12 dishes of silver. 12 silver bowls. 12 little mortars of gold. 785. Each dish weighing 130 sickles of silver, and each bowl 70 sickles. That is, putting all the vessels of silver together, 2,400 sickles, by the weight of the sanctuary. 7:86. 12 little mortars of gold full of incense, weighing 10 sickles apiece, by the weight of the sanctuary. That is, in all 120 sickles of gold. 7:87. 12 oxen out of the herd for a holocaust, 12 rams, 12 lambs of a year old, and their libations. 12 buck goats for sin. 7:88. And for sacrifices of peace offerings, oxen 24, rams 60, buck goats 60, lambs of a year old 60. These things were offered in the dedication of the altar, when it was anointed. 7:89. And when Moses entered into the tabernacle of the covenant, to consult the oracle, he heard the voice of one speaking to him from the propitiatory, that is over the ark between the two cherubims, and from this place he spoke to him. Numbers chapter 8. The seven lamps are placed on the golden candlestick, to shine towards the loaves of proposition. The ordination of the Levites. And to what age they shall serve in the tabernacle. 8:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 8:2. Speak to Aaron, and thou shalt say to him, when thou shalt place the seven lamps, let the candlestick be set up on the south side. Give orders therefore that the lamps look over against the north, towards the table of the loaves of proposition. Over against that part shall they give light, towards which the candlestick looketh. 8:3. And Aaron did so, and he put the lamps upon the candlestick, as the Lord had commanded Moses. 8:4. Now this was the work of the candlestick. It was of beaten gold, both the shaft in the middle, and all that came out of both sides of the branches. According to the pattern which the Lord had shewn to Moses, so he made the candlestick. 8:5. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 8:6. Take the Levites out of the midst of the children of Israel, and thou shalt purify them. 8:7. According to this rite, let them be sprinkled with the water of purification, and let them shave all the hairs of their flesh. And when they shall have washed their garments, and are cleansed, let them be sprinkled with the water of purification. This was the holy water mixed with the ashes of the red cow, number 19, appointed for purifying all that were unclean. It was a figure of the blood of Christ, applied to our souls by his holy sacraments. 8:8. They shall take an ox of the herd, and for the offering thereof fine flour tempered with oil, and thou shalt take another ox of the herd for a sin offering. 8:9. And thou shalt bring the Levites before the tabernacle of the covenant, calling together all the multitude of the children of Israel. 8:10. And when the Levites are before the Lord, the children of Israel shall put their hands upon them. 8:11. And Aaron shall offer the Levites, as a gift in the sight of the Lord from the children of Israel, that they may serve in his ministry. 8:12. The Levites also shall put their hands upon the heads of the oxen, of which thou shalt sacrifice one for sin, and the other for a holocaust to the Lord, to pray for them. 8:13. And thou shalt set the Levites in the sight of Aaron and of his, and shalt consecrate them being offered to the Lord. 8:14. And shalt separate them from the midst of the children of Israel, to be mine. 8:15. And afterwards they shall enter into the tabernacle of the covenant, to serve me. And thus shalt thou purify and consecrate them for an oblation of the Lord. For as a gift they were given me by the children of Israel. 8:16. I have taken them instead of the firstborn that hope in every womb in Israel. 8:17. For all the firstborn of the children of Israel, both of men and of beasts, are mine. From the day that I slew every firstborn in the land of Egypt, have I sanctified them to myself. 8:18. And I have taken the Levites for all the firstborn of the children of Israel. 8:19. And have delivered them for a gift to Aaron and his sons out of the midst of the people, to serve me for Israel in the tabernacle of the covenant, and to pray for them, lest there should be a plague among the people, if they should presume to approach unto my sanctuary. 8:20. And Moses and Aaron and all the multitude of the children of Israel did with the Levites all that the Lord had commanded Moses. 8:21. And they were purified, and washed their garments. And Aaron lifted them up in the sight of the Lord, and prayed for them. 8:22. That being purified they might go into the tabernacle of the covenant to do their services before Aaron and his sons. As the Lord had commanded Moses touching the Levites, so was it done. 8:23. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 8:24. This is the law of the Levites. From 25 years old and upwards, they shall go in to minister in the tabernacle of the covenant. 8:25. And when they shall have accomplished the 50th year of their age, they shall cease to serve. 8:26. And they shall be the ministers of their brethren in the tabernacle of the covenant, to keep the things that are committed to their care, but not to do the works. Thus shalt thou order the Levites touching their charge. Numbers chapter 9. The precept of the Pasch is renewed. The unclean and travelers are to observe it the second month. The camp is guided by the pillar of the cloud. 9:1. The Lord spoke to Moses in the desert of Sinai, the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, in the first month, saying, 9:2. Let the children of Israel make the phase in its due time. Make the phase. That is, keep the Paschal solemnity, and eat the Paschal lamb. 9:3. The 14th day of this month in the evening, according to all the ceremonies and justifications thereof. 9:4. And Moses commanded the children of Israel that they should make the phase. 9:5. And they made it in its proper time. The 14th day of the month at evening, in Mount Sinai, the children of Israel did according to all things that the Lord had commanded Moses. 9:6. But behold, some who were unclean by occasion of the soul of a man, who could not make the phase on that day, coming to Moses and Aaron. Behold, some who were unclean by occasion of the soul of a man, etc. That is, by having touched or come near a dead body, out of which the soul was departed. 9:7. Said to them, we are unclean by occasion of the soul of a man. Why are we kept back that we may not offer in its season the offering to the Lord among the children of Israel? 9:8. And Moses answered them, stay that I may consult the Lord what he will ordain concerning you. 9:9. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 9:10. Say to the children of Israel, the man that shall be unclean by occasion of one that is dead, or shall be in a journey afar off in your nation, let him make the phase to the Lord. 9:11. In the second month, on the 14th day of the month in the evening, they shall eat it with unleavened bread and wild lettuce. 9:12. They shall not leave anything thereof until morning, nor break a bone thereof, they shall observe all the ceremonies of the phase. 9:13. But if any man is clean, and was not on a journey, and did not make the phase, that soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he offered not sacrifice to the Lord in due season. He shall bear his sin. 9:14. The sojourner also and the stranger, if they be among you, shall make the phase to the Lord according to the ceremonies and justifications thereof. The same ordinances shall be with you both for the stranger, and for him that was born in the land. 9:15. Now on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, a cloud covered it. But from the evening there was over the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. 9:16. So it was always. By day the cloud covered it, and by night as it were the appearance of fire. 9:17. And when the cloud that covered the tabernacle was taken up, then the children of Israel marched forward. And in the place where the cloud stood still, there they camped. 9:18. At the commandment of the Lord they marched, and at his commandment they pitched the tabernacle. All the days that the cloud abode over the tabernacle, they remained in the same place. 9:19. And if it was so that it continued over it a long time, the children of Israel kept the watches of the Lord, and marched not. 9:20. For as many days soever of the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, at the commandment of the Lord they pitched their tents, and at his commandment they took them down. 9:21. If the cloud tarried from evening until morning, and immediately at break of day left the tabernacle, they marched forward. And if it departed after a day and a night, they took down their tents. 9:22. But if it remained over the tabernacle for 2 days or a month or a longer time, the children of Israel remained in the same place, and marched not. But immediately as soon as it departed, they removed the camp. 9:23. By the word of the Lord they pitched their tents, and by his word they marched, and kept the watches of the Lord according to his commandment by the hand of Moses. Numbers chapter 10. The silver trumpets and their use. They march from Sinai. 10:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 10:2. Make thee 2 trumpets of beaten silver, wherewith thou mayest call together the multitude when the camp is to be removed. 10:3. And when thou shalt sound the trumpets, all the multitude shall gather unto thee to the door of the tabernacle of the covenant. 10:4. If thou sound but once, the princes and the heads of the multitude of Israel shall come to thee. 10:5. But if the sound of the trumpets be longer, and with interruptions, they that are on the east side, shall first go forward. 10:6. And at the second sounding and like noise of the trumpet, they who lie on the south side shall take up their tents. And after this manner shall the rest do, when the trumpets shall sound for a march. 10:7. But when the people is to be gathered together, The sound of the trumpets shall be plain, and they shall not make a broken sound. 10:8. And the sons of Aaron the priest shall sound the trumpets. And this shall be an ordinance forever in your generations. 10:9. If you go forth to war out of your land against the enemies that fight against you, you shall sound aloud with the trumpets, and there shall be a remembrance of you before the Lord your God, that you may be delivered out of the hands of your enemies. 10:10. If at any time you shall have a banquet, and on your festival days, and on the first days of your months, you shall sound the trumpets over the holocausts, and the sacrifices of peace offerings, that they may be to you for a remembrance of your God. I am the Lord your God. 10:11. The second year, in the second month, the 20th day of the month, the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle of the covenant. 10:12. And the children of Israel marched by their troops from the desert of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. 10:13. And the first went forward according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. 10:14. The sons of Judah by their troops, whose prince was Nahasan the son of Amminadab. 10:15. In the tribe of the sons of Issachar, the prince was Nathanael the son of Sear. 10:16. In the tribe of Zebulun, the prince was Eliab the son of Helon. 10:17. And the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and Merari set forward, bearing it. 10:18. And the sons of Reuben also marched, by their troops and ranks, whose prince was Helezer the son of Sader. 10:19. And in the tribe of Simeon, the prince was Salamiel the son of Zerizadai. 10:20. And in the tribe of Gad, the prince was Eliasaph the son of Duel. 10:21. Then the Kathites also marched carrying the sanctuary. So long was the tabernacle carried, till they came to the place of setting it up. 10:22. The sons of Ephraim also moved their camp by their troops, in whose army the prince was Elizama the son of Amiad. 10:23. And in the tribe of the sons of Manasseh, the prince was Gamaliel the son of Phinehas. 10:24. And in the tribe of Benjamin, the prince was Abidan the son of Gideon. 10:25. The last of all the camp marched the sons of Dan by their troops, in whose army the prince was Ahizur the son of Amisadai. 10:26. And in the tribe of the sons of Asher, the prince was Phgiel the son of Ochran. 10:27. And in the tribe of the sons of Naphtali, the prince was Ahira the son of Enan. 10:28. This was the order of the camps, and marches of the children of Israel by their troops, when they set forward. 10:29. And Moses said to Hobab the son of Ragel the Madianite, his kinsman, we are going towards the place which the Lord will give us. Come with us, that we may do thee good. For the Lord hath promised good things to Israel. 10:30. But he answered him, I will not go with thee, but I will return to my country, wherein I was born. 10:31. And he said, do not leave us. For thou knowest in what places we should encamp in the wilderness, and thou shalt be our guide. 10:32. And if thou comest with us, we will give thee what is the best of the riches which the Lord shall deliver to us. 10:33. So they marched from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them, for 3 days providing a place for the camp. 10:34. The cloud also of the Lord was over them by day when they marched. 10:35. And when the ark was lifted up, Moses said, arise, O Lord, and let thy enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee from before thy face. 10:36. And when it was set down, he said, return, O Lord, to the multitude of the host of Israel,